hope you have on your phone, there's a Rashash that Moshe David sent out. You should have that. That's what we need. That's the one, we need that one Torah for tonight, that Rashash. This is going to be Lishia for this month, because then there's Chasnas B'Hashan the next Tuesday night, there are a few Chasnas. We are zeroing in on the main Chakira, the big question, the big Chakira in the Melacha of Zareya. We saw the Minchas Chinuch, a few sentences of the Minchas Chinuch inside. And along with the Minchas Chinuch, there's Negletal, there's a Dvar Avram, there's a Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, there are many other Achroinim, together with explaining, supporting the view of the Minchas Chinuch. That one is Chayiv, I'm just reminding you, to do a 2 minute Chazar, that one is Chayiv on the Malach of Zerei, remember, immediately, when you put the seeds on the ground. Even the Minchas Chinuch says, even if you pick them up right away, even if you grab the seeds and you pick them up right away, nothing happened. The halacha is that you chayiv on the zviya immediately, and the Minchas Chinuch says, even if you planted, we didn't read that part a little bit later, even if you put them on the ground, al das lagbiya oisam, with the intention to take the seeds off, away from the earth, from the ground, you chayiv in the malacha of zareya. And he makes a distinction between Zareya and Mavashal, Oifa, between planting and cooking. That when it comes to Mavash, when it comes to cooking, the Chiyav is only when the food actually gets cooked. When the food is cooked, the result of that process that was initiated by placing the challah into the oven or the pot on the fire, the result, the conclusion, is by the completion of when it's actually cooked. And this distinguishes it from Zareya, where the Malachi is the Maisi Zviya, according to Mischenech itself. And we explained the difference between Zareya and Mavashal. We were talking about that last week. Even at the end, we just had a few little drops of the Nister, of the Panimius of this Inyan, that we learned that the Inyan of the Malach of Zareya, like the Yerushalmi says, is Mamin B'chai Olamim B'Zareya. A farmer is a big Mamin. Because the inyan of being a farmer is you put the seed into the ground, and then you masalik haseyadayim, and you're done. That's it. Whether it rains, whether the sun comes out, it's the Baruch Shalom's business. It's not your inyan. Afterwards, and things that you could be metapel in it, but it's not your business. It's the Baruch Shalom's inyan, and therefore we're going to spend a lot of time, Mitzvah, after the break, talking about this madrega of zareya, of zriya, when it comes to raising children, when it comes to a marriage, when it comes to emuna, mamen b'chai olam zareya. It's a world of yichud, of emuna, pshuta. That all I could do is to just put the seed in the ground. That's my ishtadlus. After that, it's a baruch shalom. This is different from the melacha of mevashel, of cooking, of baking. Cooking and baking, and of course the other melachas, represent more the alma de piruda, the world of confusion and separation. Where there one could have the dimyon, when you put the bread into the oven, it's not really going to come out a nice loaf of bread unless you move it around, you adjust the coals, you adjust the temperature, you know, you handle with the challah, you handle with the pot, with the food, then it's going to come out in the end the way that you were hoping, hopefully. So there, already we're talking about in the world of bilbulim, where it looks like maybe it's not the Baruch Shalom, it looks like it's you. Talmud de Piruta, where there's a separation between the beginning and the end that could actually mislead a person into thinking that he's a balabos over this world. By Zareya, the farmers are people that don't have such such bilbulim. But the farmer knows he's mamon mechayel and Zareya. Again, I'm not talking about modern technology and the watering and all the other things they could do, but the simple meaning of Zareya is mamon mechayel and Zareya. You believe that there's a Baruch Shalom, fears the Welt, and he made the world, and he's going to take care of this, and he'll bring you a parnasa. So that's the Alma de Yehuda. Not everybody agrees with the Minchas Chinuch. And the most formidable opponent of the Minchas Chinuch is the Rashash. Take a look inside. Let's read the words very carefully. It's hard. There's no new printing of the Rashash, so it's just the regular one in the Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, on the Mishnah over there in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel. The Rosh Hash disagrees. And it looks like the Mishnah Berurah supports the view of the Rosh Hash. It looks like it. We'll see in a few minutes. But let's first read the Rosh Hash. Just a couple of sentences. It must be very hard to read on the phone because it's hard to read on the paper that I focused at it. But try. It's Kedai. There's an arrow there. You see what it says of Rosh Hash, Shabbos Hayin Gimel. The Mishnah Zareya. He brings the Lashon of Chazal that when it comes to planting, until it actually takes root, it's like taking a seed and throwing it into a pot. It doesn't do anything, doesn't mean anything. Once it takes root, then we have a plant developing. So the Rosh Hash explains. He says, Kevin Daides Vioso Ato. Since by the person planting right now, Yeshoresh Acharkach, later on it's going to take root, not on Shabbos. Usually it's at least 3 days later, so it's not until Wednesday, Thursday, that this is actually going to have any connection to the earth at all. Chayiv, and he says Yechayiv, because of what? Yechayiv because it's going to take root during the week. That's why Yechayiv now, when you did it on Shabbos. Kamo oifer vitzoyla, like baking and cooking. So he says it's the same as baking and cooking. That the chiyuv by baking and cooking, remember, is by putting it into the oven, but that's not enough. Remember, the Gemara says, he's going to bring it in a second, that if you take the chal out of the oven before it bakes, you're potter. Right? Not only are you potter, you should take it out before it bakes. So you shouldn't chalila b'chayiv on the melach of the rice of oif, you take it out before. She says, "K'may oifer v'tzayla the chayiv afal pisha nefer v'nitzla acharkach me'elav." That the same way by ofer, by baking and by cooking, you put it into the oven and it bakes, it cooks through the fire, it keeps on going on its own. So too, when it comes to zareya, even though it's going to take root on its own, nevertheless, that's the chayiv. V'hinei imlokat hazera koydim shenishrash. But the Rosh Hash says, it seems that if you pick up the seeds before they took root, so it could be, it's Monday, whatever. You put the seeds on the ground Shabbos, you put them there in the ground on Shabbos, and you go Monday, and you pick it up. Nearer to Potel Amafreya, he disagrees with Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, Yechayev on the Maaseh Zariah. Rosh Hash disagrees, and he says, it seems near the potter lemafreya, al mashazar. The lemafreya, retroactively, that act of being zoreya that he did on Shabbos, retroactively now we say he was not over on the bloch of zoreya. Why? Because he prevented it from happening the same way, like taking the challah out from the stove before it bakes. You can take the seeds out from the ground before they cook. Same thing. Not like the Minchas Chinuch. Since his machshava, what was his machshava? His machshava was to grow something. And machshavta lo niskaima, it didn't turn out because he took the seeds out from the ground. Or something happened to the seeds. So it turns out that these seeds never ever grew into anything. He's potter. V'dovize yesh lilmoid mibaya d'rabibi barabaye. In the beginning of Shabbos on Daf Dalet, which is the Gemara that we spoke about, Dimrodehu Kaidim Shenefa, that if you pull the challah out of the oven before it becomes baked, potter. So he learns it's the exact same thing when it comes to planting. If you pull the seeds out before they grow or they take root, potter. Gedolim is umashma. It says Taisvus and the Kabbalah and Yerushalmi. But the Maskel Kadover Dim Oka Dover Migidulo. He says it's mashma from the Yerushalmi. Dim Oka Dover Migidulo. Let's say there's something that's growing, and a person goes and he does a melacha. He's oiker. He pulls it out from the ground. Koitzer. He's oiker. He pulls it out from the ground. Im Shuv Shosloy Acharkach. According to the sheet of the Yerushalmi, the Rosh Hash learns that if you went and you did a melacha, you pulled the tree out, the sapling, you pulled this thing, this flower out from the ground. That's a melacha of kaitzer. You were cutting. But you put it back in, you go, oyvei, and you put it back into the ground, potter. You're potter. I was sorry for the interruption, but in the end, it turns out that I was not kaitzer. I wasn't kaitzer. You ripped off it. No, you put it back in, and everything resumes, continues, or starts again. You're potter. Vizevadai, he says, Patrasha says, the truth is, Vizevadai lo niraklal. He says, here I have to disagree. Like everybody here feels this is that seems like very extreme. So he says, Vili nira. He says, Vizevadai lo niraklal. The kevan the kvad gramar malachas hakira. You can't compare. Because the definition of hakira is for that second stopping something's growth. That's the end of the malacha. The fact that you put it back to the ground, that's a naimasa. But you finished the malacha of kotzer by taking it out. That's the gemara. You can't fix it. That's another plant. That's a new plant. You can't fix it. With that, he disagrees. But he's bringing this to show ad kidekach. There's such a musug that seems to be in the Yerushalmi. Masha'en kein hocha, which is not the way it is by what? By zoreya, by planting. It's different by zoreya. Since when you put the seeds on Shabbos in the ground, nothing happened. Nothing took root. Therefore, nothing happened yet. Nothing happened yet. Now the Minchas Chinuch says, what do you mean nothing happened? That's it. Yichayev, right? Rasha says, no. Nothing happened. It's like a person who threw a couple of coins or a couple of garinim into a pot. Nothing happened. You pulled it right out. Nothing happened. Vina bezareya mashma dechayev after hashrosha leitia elabachol. So Rashash ends and says that by zareya, even though the hashrosha, in other words, the result of that act of planting on Shabbos, the result only begins to materialize during the week, not on Shabbos, during a weekday. Nevertheless, he says, Yechayev. Even though the Gemar HaMalacha was on Wednesday. Nevertheless, Yechayev. I am Mashukasar, Perek Bez Deklaim, Mishne Gimel, V'chanatei Yechayev, Af Dizman Klitosin Emsheches. And the Rashash ends and says, and this seems to me that due to all of this, we mentioned this last week, that if a person is baking on Shabbos, but he puts the challah into the oven just as the Shabbos was ending. The kevan dechein ha'oifa b'Shabbos im chashecha chayiv. The same way that when you put the seed in the ground, but the malacha actually is completed only during the week, so too, he holds that Zareya and Ofer the same. So too, that when you put the challah into the oven, even though the completion, it's only baked when? On Sunday, Matzei Shabbos, it's only finished Matzei Shabbos, Yechayev. Av de'ein shohus shetigomer af yosef ba'oidyon. Even though it's not possible that the challah should be finished on Shabbos, it's only going to be finished after Shabbos, nevertheless, Yechayev. So, what the Rashash is saying here at the end, that it's Huvra l'mafreya, when we see that this plant actually started taking root on Wednesday, if you could look into the ground, you would see that, it's starting to catch. Huvra l'mafreya, now we look backwards and we say, oh, Shabbos, 3 days ago, that was Takya what? Zareya. That was a malach of Zareya. It was a mice of Zareya. Same way with the oven. That now that the challah is finished, even though it's finished Matzah Shabbos, but now Hovah Davlam Afreya, that maise that he did of putting it to the oven was a maise afir. Therefore, the fact that the malach is completed during the week doesn't bother the Rashash at all. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Doesn't bother the Rashash, and it was finished during the week. But now we understand that what he did was a malach of Zareya. How do we know? It took root. But if you pick up the seeds, according to the Rashash, You put the seeds down and you grab them, you take them away. It's not called Zareya. Nothing happened. According to the Michas Chinuch, he chayv. According to the Rashash, you put it. So then the question that the Achronim with this Rashash, there are a number of questions. The beginning of the question will take us back a few months to something we spoke about a while ago. That according to this Shita, why you were allowed to plant something on Wednesday, on Tuesday, right? So you plant something on Wednesday or Tuesday, you plant something during the week. I mean, the first answer is it would really mess up the agriculture. but if we leave the practical side, part of it aside, when you're planting something on Tuesday, Shabbos, if you could look into the ground, you would see that Shabbos is taking root. That's a question that they ask on the Rashash. Why are you allowed to plant during the week?
Why is it a question? The Rashash goes from when you started. It's just Megala afterwards, but it goes from where you started it.
Right.
Why is it a question on the Rashash?
Because it seems that according to the Rashash, it would seem that the definition of the Melacha of Zareya is Hashrasha Utsmicha, something taking root and growing. The Maisei Zriya is a Tnai to be chayiv in the Melacha of Zareya. You have to have planted it. But the actual chiyuv is that it's growing.
Saying it goes retroactive,
right?
When you started the
Melacha. So that takes us back to something we spoke about 2 months ago, maybe even a little bit longer before Pesach. I'm just going to remind you of the Nemuka Yosef that we spoke about. You remember that there was a big question. This whole Nemuka Yosef was why you allowed to light a candle before Shabbos, right? Mishum chitzav. Isha mishum chitzav means that when it comes to Chayshim Mishum, when it comes to the halachas of Nezikin, if you go and you light a fire, I'm just reminding you, light a fire, right? Then we look at every spark, at every piece of that fire, we look at it as arrows that are going forth from the original fire. So the question that was asked, I mean, that's the Gemara Bava Kamma. So why am I allowed to light a candle before Shabbos? That very same candle is holeches v'doleches. It's continuing, that fire should be seen as a continuation of that which began before Shabbos. And if we say in Bava Kamma that Isha Mishum Chitzav means that we look at the fire now as a continuation of the original fire, and it would seem to imply that it's as if I'm lighting this fire again and again and again. But the Nemuka Yosef we learned back then says no, that Nezikin is not the same as Shabbos. It's not the same as Shabbos. By Shabbos, he says, "Lo chashvin alei ki ilu halucha madlik." By Shabbos, the way we look at it, when you light the candles on Friday, we look at it as if that act of lighting the candles is complete. It's not connected to the burning that goes on Shabbos. It's not connected to the burning that goes on Shabbos. And therefore, if a person plants, if he's zareya during the week, he plants something during the week, We don't, the fact that it now grows on Shabbos doesn't bother us. The same way when you light a candle Erev Shabbos, the fact that it's burning on Shabbos doesn't bother us. When you plant something on Wednesday, the fact that it's growing on Shabbos doesn't bother us. We look at this in such a way, kilu the entire melacha, the maisa hamelacha, was on Erev Shabbos, was on Wednesday. Not that the maisa hamelacha is on Shabbos. And this is exactly what I was just in answering Moshe, what I was just saying a minute ago, that according to the Rashash, who learns that the melacha is hashrosha, and the same way you could take the challah out before and you prevent it from getting baked, you could take the seeds out before and prevent them from growing. Nevertheless, we have to remember, this is a very, very basic nakud. A lot of people, when they learn this Rashash, they overlook this, but this is the Pshat and the Rashash, and all the Achronim explain this. The Rashash agrees that the Shas HaChiyuv, this is what you were saying, the Marfed, this is what we're talking about. The Shas HaChiyuv is on Shabbos. There's no Issa to plant anything on a Wednesday. Hashem likes when you plant things on Wednesday. The only Issa to plant something is on Shabbos. So what the Rashash is saying is that the hashrosha taking root is a tnai, is a condition in the melacha of Zareya, which is the maaseh ha'adam that took place on Shabbos. But once it takes root, now we look back at Shabbos and we say that was a Maisa Zriya. So it's a Tnai in the Chiyuv. Of course, the Rashash still says that you have to be Zareya something, and the Zriya has to be on Shabbos, not on Wednesday, not the Wednesday after, not the Wednesday before. The Zriya is on Shabbos. So what all that he's saying is that once this thing takes root and it starts to grow, then we look back and we say, Lemafreya, he's chayiv on the melacha of Zareya that he did on Shabbos. Could you imagine if the issur of the melacha was the hashrasha, then you'd be allowed to plant something on Shabbos. Then there'd be no Mishnah. What's the melacha of Zareya? If the whole melacha begins and ends with the taking root, then I would be allowed to plant something on Shabbos. Because it never takes root on Shabbos. It takes a while. So the fact is that Zareya is a melacha, an av melacha on Shabbos. So the Rashash must agree that the chiv is going back on the maise Zriya that you did on Shabbos. That's what the chiv is. It's sort of in waiting, we're waiting to see what's going to be with this. If nothing grows, or if the guy takes the thing out, the seeds out before they grow, that means that Maisa that he did on Shabbos was like throwing seeds into a pot. Then Lamafreya, the Tanai was not fulfilled, which is what? Something grows. That was not fulfilled. Now we look back and we say, that's like throwing the seeds into an empty pot.
Now for cooking, can you put it up, Erev Shabbos, completely uncooked and then let it fully cook on Shabbos, according to the Rosh
Hashanah? Okay, so Midaraisa. So if you're saying Midaraisa, if you put something up, before Shabbos, and it gets completed on Shabbos. That's the melacha of Bishul. That's the melacha of Eifer. That's for sure. Yechayev. When is the? What do we say? But are you initiated before? So then we're already going into the melacha of Bishul, and to make a chiluk then between the Reis and the Rabbanan and so on, and whether it's covered, it's not covered, and so on. That we have time until we get there. Yeah, Yitzhak Mordechai.
The chiluk is differentiated by the fact that.
Makam Sharoy Litzmoa.
So once you say that, it doesn't matter. Like, if it can, if you're planted in soil that you can't grow anything, there's no issue Zareya. So
right, that's for sure. If you put seeds into the desert,
you have done it. No. Right. So once you say Makam Sharoy Litzmoa, it doesn't matter if it takes root or not. The fact that the essence is there, that's what
defines the melacha. That's exactly where we're up to right now. Because those were the words of the Minchas Chinuch, that it has to be a mokum that's ro'ui litzmach. The same way the Rashash says that we can't ignore the fact that the guy planted something on Shabbos, even though it's the result that counts. The Minchas Chinuch also agrees that you can't ignore the fact that the Torah is talking about planting something. And you don't plant anything by putting seeds into the desert or on a piece of concrete. So that's worthless. So we go both ways. The Minchas Chinuch is agreeing that the tzmicha, the hashrosh, is meaningful, but not to the extent that it actually has to grow, but just that it should be at least that you are carrying this act out in a normal way and in a normal kind of ground that people plant things. So, but if it's a place where nothing can grow, Mechas Chinuch agrees, that's nonsense. Then he would say it's like throwing seeds into a pot. That means nothing. It's a meaningless act.
Where it also comes out to the Rosh Hashanah that you can never have Eidim in Hashra by Zareya, because you could have Eidim that he was
So that would be a nafkamina. Right, very good. So the nafkamina would be that they would have to, according to this, they would probably have to say, by the way, we're warning you that what you're doing is the beginning of this process, and if this thing is going to take root, you should know that you're chayiv on the melacha of Zareya. They would have to, maybe they have to specify that.
But there would never be proof that the tzmicha was connected to his Zareya, so it could never be chayiv skila.
No. No, that's why wouldn't there be? Why would they? If it grows, what do you mean?
Yeah, so 2 weeks later, 5 days later, how do they know that what he planted is what grew over there? I mean, it's not.
No. That's what we say is numdun de muhta. B'shas ma'aseh, they go over to him. He's standing over there by that spot, and he's putting seeds in. Then if it starts growing afterwards, we don't make a drish of chakira. This one, that one. Maybe somebody else came. No, then we say that's already. It's a chazaka that's the melacha of Zareya. Still, we haven't gotten to the bottom of what this is. And it's really, so this is the way we're going to sort of close the Zman with the Chakira that's going to lead us, Mitzvah, the next year into the Bavli Yerushalmi, because this is clearly a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, of how we look. This machlokas minchas chinuch b'shash is going to come down to a Bavli Yerushalmi, which is going to take us into a good 10-15 shiurim on the inyan in pnimius of what's the difference between the minchas chinuch and the b'shash, and in our avodas Hashem and in everything that affects us in our Yiddishkeit, the Bavli Yerushalmi, the shitosam, and how this works. So the way that I decided that we're going to work this is through a great Rosh Yeshiva that's not very well known, who has one of the most remarkable svarim that he's been putting out for the last 30-40 years or so, called Meital. I don't know if any of you have seen this sefer. He's Lubavitch Rosh Yeshiva in France. It's a huge Talmud Chacham, or Mendel Kalmanson. It's a huge Talmud Chacham. And he has a mahalach in explaining this hakir that we're learning now, which naturally, even though he doesn't have any chassidus in the sefer is pure halacha. It's already, must be 15 volumes on the Lama Tesh Malacha, so we're going to be learning a lot from him. And it's not chassidus, he's a big, tremendous lamdan, But you already see the seeds of what's going on here in Panemius. I have no question, but there's no question in my mind that he was leading us in that direction. And you'll see in a moment what I'm talking about. He says the following. To try to understand the yesod of this machlokes that we've been learning, the Minchas Chinuch Nerashash, defining Zareya, and there are many, many nafkutas, nafkiminas lalocha, that we're going to speak about we're going to speak about more of them. The question, he says, is as follows. This is how he explains the hakir. What's the yesod of the mechayiv of the malacha of Zareya? So the Rashash says that it's the maisi hatzmicha v'hashrosha, right? The maisi that brings to the growth of the plant. That's the Rashash. And Michas Chinuch says that it's the maisi of putting the seed onto the ground, even without the tzmicha and the hashrosha. So he says the following. He says, the truth is, it's hard to understand, first of all, it's hard to understand the Minchas Chinuch. He says, L'chaira, what are you doing when you put a seed onto the ground and then you take it right away? What kind of malach is that? Like, what have you done? Okay, it's Rory Litzmicha, true. It's ground that could bring to growth. But L'maisa, what were you poil when you did this, that it should be called a malacha? That nothing at all changed in the world. There's some ground. You put the seed on the ground, and you take it out from the ground. Since when is a malacha? What kind of malacha? Nothing, absolutely nothing happened. Absolutely nothing changed at all. So, how do we understand it? How is that one of the malachas of Shabbos? If nothing changes, according to Michas Chinuch, just to put the seed in the ground and take it out, nothing changed. But then miidach. As far as the sheet of the Rishash is concerned, where the Yesod of Zareya is the Maisat Smicha v'Hashrasha, so the question is that when we began this the Shiurim by the Nigla part by talking about how we also have by Kelayim, right? Another place in the Torah we see the Isra of planting is by Kelayim, by Shemitah, by Kelayim, and by Shabbos. So by Kelayim we see that the Isra is Takir, right, when you put the seeds into the ground. It's called Zvias Kelayim when you put the seeds into the ground. And you get malchus for that. There's no requirement that there be any hashrosh, that there be any tzmicha. So maishna, what's the difference when it comes to the malach of Zareya and Shabbos? We're there. The Rashash says, no, it has to take root, it has to grow. Why? By Kalayim we see that you put the seeds in the ground, and that's the end of the malach. So he suggests the following chakir. And this is going to take us mitshem into the Bavli Yerushalmi and into the Pnimiyas, into many, many Nafkiminis and Halacha. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's very interesting how the post can work through these Shitas of the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash. He says the following. According to the Rashash, and all of those from the Beis HaMedrash of the Rashash, the Chalkas Yoav and any others that follow the Rashash, according to the Rashash, that the Chiyuv is the Hashrosh and the Tzmicha. The Meital explains the Yesod of Melecha Zareya is, he calls it, Maisei Hischadshus Dover Chodosh. That the definition of the melacha of Zareya, and he brings other melachas like this, is a maise hischadshus davar chadash. The melacha is to bring something new into the world, to give birth to something new, to bring something new that wasn't here before into the world. Therefore, the din is a din and it's smicha nashvash, the taking root and growing. Maise hischadshus davar chadash. And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah insists that by just putting seeds into the ground, lo nischadish shum davar. There's no chiddush by putting seeds into the ground. If it grows, there's hischadshus. You put seeds into the ground, then you move them, you vacuum. There's no hischadshus. Nothing changed. So that's the definition, according to the Rosh Hashanah, maisei hischadshus davar chadash. If you just put the seed in and you take the seed out, then miikara, it was a seed. To begin with, it was just a seed. And now it's just a seed. Nothing changed. There's nothing new. There's no malach. The malach is maisei hischadshus davar chadash. Makes a lot of sense. So what about the Mechus Chinuch? What's this business about putting a seed into the ground? He says, now here's what you see is the Lubavitcher Chassid. He says that according to the Shita of Mechus Chinuch, the Melacha of Zareya, the Yisoid of the Melacha of Zareya, is the Bittel of the Metzias of the seed. Bittel Metzias Hagarin. This goes back to what we were learning at the end of last week about Mam and Michael and Mizrei. Bittel Metzias Hazera. It's not a Maisei Schachus. It doesn't have to take root, it doesn't have to grow. It doesn't have to take root, it doesn't have to grow. He says, until now, this seed was Omeid Bifnei Atzmo. The Mashu. It's a seed. It's in the store, it's in the big, in your closet, in the garage. It has its own Metzias. It's called Garin. Zera, it's a seed. It has its own metzias. And now, when I put it into the ground, it's ois garin. It's ois zera. Now it's become bottle to the metzias of the karka, of the ground. We're talking about as the karka arlam. Becomes bottle to the metzias of the ground. And all of the chashivas that it had as an independent reality in this world is Batel Mevutel, and he shows, as we're going to see, Mitzvah, he shows how this is what defines this malacha. We'll see how it is nogeh to other malachas. He says, look, when you look, for instance, when you look at the malacha of Haitzah Mirishus L'Rishus, right? Carrying, taking something out from the Rishus Ayoch, Rishus Arab, the first Mishnah in the Misach that you taking out, Haitzah Mirishus L'Rishus. So you remember, at the beginning of the Misach, the Chazal call Haitzah a malacha grua, a shvacha malacha, a weak malacha. Why is it a malacha grua? Because sof kol sof, it's a malacha grua, because sof kol sof is the same chayfetz, you just moved it from one place to the other place. First it was in the hands of the poor guy, and now it's in the hands of the rich guy, or in the rich guy, and the hand of the poor guy. In the house, outside the house, it's the same thing. Whatever it is, it's a coin. It's the same coin. It's the same thing. I saw somebody sent me the thing that they asked the famous violinist. Remember, Chayfetz, Josh Chayfetz. Remember, he was a famous. He was considered to be the biggest violinist in the world. And somebody was interviewing him. A guy was interviewing him, Josh Chayfetz, and they asked him, "Why is it that Jews, like all the greatest violinists in the world, are Jews? Like how?" That's what the guy asked him. Why is that all the greatest violinists in the world are Jews? So Chayfetz said, "Do you ever try carrying a piano when the Cossacks come and start a pogrom? You ever try running with a piano?" It's a good idea. No, a violin you could take with you. It's very hard to carry out the piano when the goyim are coming after you. That's what he said to this guy. It's very hard. So nothing changed in the Chayfetz. It's a mighty mishus yoch, mishus rab, mishus rab, mishus yoch. It's the same thing. Nothing changed. It's a malacha grua. The only thing is you took this out, and it's a chiddush of the Torah that even though you never changed the object, that there's this chiddush of a malacha that's called haitzah. It's a malacha grua. It's a weak malacha. Mashenken, he says by Zareya, before this was a zera, and now it's called karka. It's bottled to metzias. It's called karka. It loses its chashivas. It's a different chayfetz. It's different than it was before. And here he explains is the difference between the melacha of Zareya and the melacha of Bishel, of cooking and baking. When it comes to cooking and baking, you're not chayiv until when? Until the thing is finished, until the bread is done, until the pot is cooked. But by Zareya, the Minchas Chinuchos, the second you put it into the ground, in a mokum that's rori litzmach, the second you put it into fertile ground, you chayiv. So the Meital explains the reason for this is that by putting the pas, by putting the bread into the oven, you haven't really changed the etzem of the isa of the dough. You just baked it. You didn't change it. Therefore, there can't be any melacha by putting a dough, challah, into the oven. It's the same challah. It's just what changes its metzias is when it's fully baked. That's what changes the metzias, when it's done. Masha any kenis is by Zareya, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, that the second you put it into the ground, it's no longer called a gairin, it's no longer called zera. Even if you grab him, you pick him up, when you put it to the ground, it already becomes karka. It becomes bottle. And he brings rice to this, which we're going to go into. It becomes bottle to the karka. And it's no longer a zera. It's no longer a seed. It's now earth. It's now karka. And mainly we can also understand how there's no connection, there's no kasha to ask from kilayim. There's no kasha. You can't ask a kasha from kilayim, zareya by kilayim. There was a question on the Rashash. You see that by kilayim, the second you put the seeds into the ground, shine, it's kilayim. But when it comes to Shabbos, the Rashash says, no, it's only when it grows. So it's not a kasha. Why isn't it a kasha? So he explains that because by kilayim, it's not the issue of the Torah is not a malacha. The issue of the Torah by kilayim is mixing two seeds. That's the issue. And when you put two seeds together, don't belong, it's not a shidduch, you put them in the ground, then that's called kilayim. And that happens immediately. But when it comes to Shabbos, the chalois shem melacha of being zareya on Shabbos begins again lemarfreya from the maise zvir, but the Rashash says that's only by the hischachus of the tzmicha, of the growing of the plant. But you can't compare either of the sheet. There's no one. You can't make any comparison to kilayim. Kilayim is not a. It's not a melacha. Kilayim is a metzias. The metzias is the Torah says don't put these two seeds on the ground. That's it. That's what's called kilayim. When it comes, but the Rashash says when it comes to zareya, that's a melacha. Melacha means that there's an outcome where there's a change that is has been initiated as a result of your planting. And what changes? There's his chashus that there's a tree, there's a flower. That's not the same thing by kilayim. There's no requirement that any change takes place. It's the actual mistake of putting two seeds together. They shouldn't be together. That's the whole thing. There's no hischachus. There's no maisim aloche. It's just the act of putting two seeds together in the ground. They're not allowed to be together. That's the end of it. You can't say that by planting. It's not the end of it, the Rashash says. The end of it by putting it into the ground? The Mechaz Chinuch says that's already called maloche. It's bittul. Bittul. Bittul b'metzias. Emuna. Bittul. But the Rashash says, no. The it's not about the bittul. It's about the hischachus. The hischachus. Now, when we get to the Bavli Yisham, then we'll get to the talk in Chassidus, we'll see that this chilik between the bittul b'metzias and the hischachus, these two mahalchim are two completely different mahalchim in how you raise your kids and how you do everything in life. These two mahalchim. But that's going to have to wait a little bit, Mitzvah Shem. By that time, hopefully some new things will grow, including ourselves. And then we'll pick up from over here. We'll do a little bit. The first shiur will probably be a little bit of a review. Yeah, Avram.
Aren't you casting a little bit that came up with the word Zareya,
yeah,
as opposed to Tzmicha, let's say?
Yeah.
So if the word was Linsur Tzmicha, it means that something has to happen after I do my action.
Correct.
Here, the Chiddush is that the Meital is saying is, and it seems so simple.
The Mice itself is.
I cannot see this.
The Mice itself of.
Right, the Mice is just Zareya.
Yeah, yeah.
Put
yeah.
it together. By yeah. Kalayim, it's the same thing.
Right.
But by, let's say, Bishul, there's a process.
Right.
I got to eat this.
Right.
And that's
right.
the purpose.
Therefore, it's not called Hanochas HaPas Betan.
Right.
Betan. It's not called Hanocha. Hanocha Sakadev. It's called Bishul.
Is this where Rebbe
Yeah. It's called Bishul. It's a good Hara. It's Bishul. That's the malacha. Right. Here it's called zareya. Right. That would be.
And by ksiva, let's say I've got to have two letters. I got to understand something.
Right.
So each one of them has a specific
good
non-changing
Nachon.
Word Nachon. That tells you what.
Right. Right. The word that the Chazal used in the Mishnah is very, very crucial in understanding what.
Precise.
You're very precise. So that's a good haru. Good. Very good. Okay. To be continued, Mishnah. Yeah.